Blog Talk Radio.
Hey,
Ain't nobody say ooh-wee like JB, y'all. It's Black-owned and busy, shining the spotlight on Black-owned businesses, live on Tribe Family Channel. And it's your girl, Beverly Black. I'm live, and I proudly present Bo Ab, Black-owned and busy, with interviews and pop-ups on location. Now, this evening is a special time, 8 p.m. Pacific, 9 Mountain, 10 Central, and 11 Eastern. But it's Friday night, and we're doing it all right. This evening's guest is recording artist and author with the initials JB also, Justin Brown. He was born in Honolulu, Hawaii, and he found his love for singing in the church choir at the young age of 7. Growing up in Hawaii helped Justin learn to storytell through his music and also created his love for string instruments. By the age of 17, Justin taught himself to play the piano by ear. Justin describes his music as being full of emotion, heartache, love, hate, and soul, y'all. His lyrics give us lessons in love and how to handle the ups and downs of a relationship. Justin expanded his talents into becoming an author with his first book, Shattered Bones, due out this year. And I'm telling you, I'm anticipating this book. It is meant to guide readers into real-world issues involving love, sex, and religion. Some have stated that his book may be controversial because not many authors would consider mixing sex and religion together. Justin states, "My book is about life. My book is reality as we see it." He's serving it up, y'all. Justin wishes to be remembered as one of the great songwriters and authors of our time to change people through his music and his writing. So live on Tribe Family Channels, Bo Ab, Black-owned and busy, shining the spotlight on Black-owned businesses. Welcome, recording artist and author Justin Brown. What is happening, Mr. Brown? How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed. It's all good here on Tribe Family Channel. Friday evening, ready to speak with a Black-owned and operating brother that's doing his thing. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
As you said, I've been singing since I was 7 in church. At the age of 18, I started singing R&B and writing my own lyrics. And then I wanted to actually, since I love to write, I wanted to express myself. So I actually turned my music writing skills into actually making a book, which is why I made the book Shattered Bones. And I wanted to make something that's about life, to let people know that everyone goes through relationship issues, everyone goes through troublesome times, and there's a question of if or what you're going to do in order to actually change your future, change your path. And I think that you guys really love the book.
Wow. You know, the thing that hits home for me when you say change your path, I'm posting online this evening, y'all, that I went through an 8-year crack addiction. So when you're talking about life and the book is about reality as we see it, well, that really happens back there. And I feel like your book is going to help people identify with other controversial subjects that people don't want to talk about. Say, like you said, mixing sex and religion. Well, they told Eve, don't eat the apple, or, you know, the story goes that in the Garden of Eve, the voice of God directed Eve not to eat the apple, and, you know, sin and this and that and a third. And so from the beginning of time, they're talking about promiscuity and religion and sex and everything else. So I don't see why you wouldn't bring it forward in your book. But now we're going to talk about your book when it drops on, or actually we'll be talking about your writing journey, you know, later this month. And I'm really looking forward to May 23rd, which is when you'll be on A Book Is Born to talk about the whole writing journey. We're so grateful we'll have you on there for a whole hour. And I really can't wait to learn how you came up with the title, Shattered Bones. So I don't want you to tell me now, but, you know, I really can't appreciate that you, as a black business owner and being highlighted this evening, having a plethora of talents. You know, in your bio it says that you have that music created your love for string instruments. And then by
yes.
age 17, you had taught yourself how to play the piano by ear. So how many instruments do you play?
Just the piano. I tried the violin a few times, but it didn't work out the best way. I like playing the guitar just because the sound is just so amazing. It's calming. That's about it. Oh, and the flute.
Wow, that's pretty good. Oh, wow, that's amazing. Okay, so the piano, the guitar, the flute, and what else did you say?
Oh, that's it.
Okay, okay. The violin didn't make it. You know, that's funny. My my brother and I went to music school. He took the saxophone and I took the violin, and all we did was tear the violin up, you know, running the bow across the strings, and, you know, can't believe it's really made out of cat hair, and, you know, so they said back then, and all we did was ruin the bow, you know. But it's amazing. It's amazing to hear anyone, whenever I hear that someone can play by ear. And were there other musical influences, like in your home growing up, that gave you that ability to hear and to catch on? And did you teach yourself how to play the flute as well as the guitar?
The flute was basically taught to me in elementary school when they had band classes and stuff like that. As far as the music-wise, my dad used to play old-school music, Boys and Men, Earth, Wind & Fire, Michael Jackson, everybody. So I really fell in love with R&B music. I fell in love with soulful music, and it just always resonated with me. So when I decided to actually start writing, it's because I heard so many songs that were played about love, about heartache, about real life situations, and that sparked something like a fire in me to say, hey, why don't I go from music to also writing a book? I mean, I know I got to explain that process later on in the next interview, but that's pretty much how it started going as far as the journey wise.
You know, it's amazing though, because I have had people on the show that are singers, musicians, the combination, and they have told their stories. Several of them have, you know, penned a second book. But for the journey to go from writing songs where, you know, a song is not the length of a book, so you're not getting it all out, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're getting
snippets
of that season, whatever, you know, because just like you were saying, your dad used to play Boys to Men and the Jacksons, Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know, those are songs back in the day that would give us that passion, that would reach our heart and whatever may have been going on during that period of time. And so to be able to convey and hear a song is one thing, but then for you to take it to another level and say, okay, well, I have a full-fledged book to get out that's going to convey love, sex, religion, just the mixture of life and situations. Mm-hmm. You said that your, you know, in your lyrics, it gives us life lessons in love and how to handle the ups and downs of a relationship. So give our audience an example of a useful tool, if you will, to put in their bag so that they may be able to perhaps adjust to a change or a situation happening in their lives. You know, a lot of people are dealing with grief. A lot of people are dealing with loss of income, stress in the home, children, marriages, different things where jobs or lack of jobs. And so, you know, life on life's terms is really hitting everybody. I don't think there's anybody that can say that they're not going through something. I'd be very circumspect to believe. And as much as I've been talking to people on the air for years in publishing, I would be circumspect for anyone to say that they're not going through something. So with your lyrics and then conveying life onto the pages of your upcoming book, Shattered Bones, what piece of advice do you have for people that are going through a myriad of things in life about really adjusting to change and holding on?
Well, first of all, like you said, the one thing everyone needs to realize is that you're not the only one going through it. Whether it's divorce, I've been there. Whether it's heartache, been there. Lust, been there. Feeling like nothing is going right for you, been there. So you're never alone. And once you understand that you're never alone, then it kind of sets in to your soul, like, okay, now that I know I'm not alone, because a lot of times we feel like we're alone in life, and you're not. There's many people, just because you don't hear about it, there's many people going through it, which is why a lot of times in my book I stated that there's lustful situations. There's situations such as, you know, as abuse. There's situations as, oh, like turning toward God because you have a vision now that you've done wrong. I've gone through every situation in which I put my situations and others that I've heard into that book. So I just want everyone to know that you're not alone. And that's what I used to struggle with before, that I thought I was alone. But then hearing people talk and let me know their issues and situations, I'm like, wow, I'm really not alone. So
that
definitely helps.
You're not alone, and you are on BOAB, Black Owned and Busy, shining the spotlight on Black-owned businesses via Tribe Family Channel. I'm Beverly Black. I'm the CEO and the creator of these entities herein. And our guest this evening is Mr. Justin Brown, recording artist and author, and his message through his music, his book, his life message to others. Basically, he just ran it down. You're not alone. And by you learning that through, like you said, hearing other people convey that they too are going through a situation in life, or like you said, we've all gone through, you know, heartache or a breakup, or in your case, you mentioned divorce, been there, done that. You know,
less cheating, everything, yeah.
And, you know, I mean, and that's being real and honest, and thank you for your transparency, because it lets you know that, and especially when we live in a world where people hold others in such high esteem, like there's some kind of God. No, no, we're not doing that. Everybody deals with the vicissitudes of life. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care what church you go to. I don't care which front row you sit in of whatever building it is that your feet step through. It could be, you know, the cathedral of faith or the cathedral of funk, whichever one it is. You're still going through something. Everyone
yeah.
is hurting and healing from something. And so when we realize that, like you said, we're not alone, then we can start to gravitate to, you know, walking in our healing. So what are some of the areas, especially you as a business owner, entrepreneur, recording artist, author, you know, that whole umbrella, while you're even building all of this, you know, this empire, the family legacy, wife and kids, how do you cope with the vicissitudes of life? What helps you to hold it all in? Like, do you have a favorite tea and a place that you sit quietly and read or meditate or go work out at the gym, hang out with the guys, play basketball? What gives you that break from it all?
Sometimes I hang out with the guys, but mostly it's writing, because a lot of times we hold so many feelings in, especially when we're in relationships. You have to get it out. If you keep it cooped in too long, it's going to cause frustration. You're going to start going off on everybody for no reason. Well, your reasoning, but they don't understand why. You're not going to actually be able to come together as one with your spouse or even as your, you know, with your boyfriend or girlfriend. So writing it out is definitely helpful for me. I sort of have a diary of many books of, or how should I say, many notebooks of things and feelings that I've had. So I was able to get all the frustration and all the sadness out. I was able to cry when I wrote it. I was able to laugh when I wrote it. And that helped me personally, because I love to write. I love to express myself. It lets me express myself freely, openly. And then also, people don't want to say this, but if you really are going through a lot of issues, therapy helps. Someone to listen to you, someone to actually have your mind think. What went wrong? Where did you go wrong? What do you think they went wrong? So once you release all that stuff out of your system, you end up being happier. You end up being satisfied. You end up understanding why you feel a certain way. There's a lot of books I've read. One of them is called Unwanted. It's basically, basically about why we have sexual addictions and why we want to look for affirmation from others and things of that sort. And that really helped me. I know my pastor actually recommended that book to me, and they give examples of why people do things, and also examples of, and people actually give their own testimonies of why things happen and why they did things. And it goes deeper into maybe it's emotional issues that you had when you were younger as a child that you don't even remember. Other times it's that you do remember, but you choose to forget them. So once you get to the bottom of whatever the issue is, whether it's not trusting anybody, whether it's cheating, whether it's lying, then you can start focusing on yourself and trying to find out how you can fix yourself to be the better you, the best of you.
And you are giving us really good advice, and one of the things that I like to recommend to others when I'm either helping to build up, encourage, coach, mentor, what have you, is one of the things that you said, when you're writing, you're getting it out. You're not allowing it to stay bottled up inside, and
exactly,
you're really
yes.
getting emotions, tapping into emotions that need to be expressed. So
mm-hmm.
if you're writing something and you start to cry, you need to get those tears out. You need to get that
yes.
That release. Because it's bottled up, and then, you know, we put the cap on and we screw it tight, and then we think we can discard it. And no, it's still there to be dealt with, and it's a matter of how we're going to respond when it rises up. One of the things
mm-hmm.
that I like to do is to let people know that writing, actually journaling, helps tremendously. And then what you do with the purpose of journaling is to get it out, is to work through it, process it. That's doing the work, whether it's laughing, crying, screaming, you know, but keep it, read it, and hold on to it. Keep your private stuff private, but go back and read your growth. Go back and read, and don't just write to get it out, but write to get it out and to create a shift in how you will become different about a situation. It could be a subtle change. It could be how you respond. It could be, okay, you know that normally you, if someone's bringing up a situation, you would get kind of tight and bothered before they could even finish telling you about yourself. You may have gotten all this stuff out of yourself through writing, and now you don't care what anybody says. Go ahead, what you got to say? Yeah, that's true. You know, and now you are a whole different person. They can't believe you didn't cut them off and get all mad. And no, because I've changed. I've truly let it go. I can't do it no more. I'm not carrying it anymore. You respond different, and you create a paradigm shift, and it goes back to that change that you mentioned earlier. So what is one of the things that you would say, as you sound like you could be a life coach too. So we're going to say recording artist, author, speaker, life coach, you know, throw some stuff in there that also goes along with becoming an author, becoming a speaker, saying encouraging words to people. So when it comes to like getting all that out and having, whoof, got all that out, I cried, you know, what's the next step? What's that next step to say, I'm not that same person? I don't care if you have to change jobs, homes, locations, you know, friends, where you run and who you run with. But what is that next step in that process to towards wholeness?
My next step was to sit there and find out exactly what it is that I was able to, that I'm able to let go easily. And then once I found it out in my writing, I sat there, I folded it up as a note, and I lit it on fire, and I let it burn to symbolize I'm letting it go. A lot of times, because I'm a visual person, so I want to visually see that I'm letting it go. I want my mind and my body to feel that I'm letting it go. And that really, truly helped me, especially when it came to my divorce. It really struck me in so many different ways, so many different feelings. After I wrote everything out, it was at least like 10 pages of it. And I sat there and folded every piece up nicely. I took a lighter. I said, I'm not going to change who I am. I went through this. I went through it for a reason. And I lit it on fire. And I lit everything on fire. And after that, I was able to release the hate I had, the anger I had, the sadness I had. And I got over it. And then the other ones that were inspiring, I actually wrote in the book. So I kept a lot of things, a lot of my feelings that I had, I put it into different characters. Only certain parts of it, different characters have a lot of my attributes that I had, a lot of situations that I went through. Like I said, when you guys read the book, you'll understand and you'll see how dramatic the lives of these characters are. And I think that
wow.
will definitely help you.
Well, wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I wanted to make sure that I didn't clip you
speaking
your entire sentence. So Shattered Bones,
okay,
by author.
Like, oh.
Shattered Bones by author Justin Brown, coming out in the fall of 2022. Is that correct?
Yeah, yes, yes, yes.
Wow.
I can't wait.
All right. All right. Well, we do know that there's going to be pre-ordering information forthcoming. I know that our producers will be sending out some information that has been gathered from you in order to help others find ordering your book more easy than navigating the internet when you can get it directly from the author. And that really says a lot to support the author, and it really goes a long way. Take it from me, I am a publisher. So ladies and gentlemen, when you see us blasting out author Justin Brown, we want you to hit his pay information and be the first ones in line to get your signed autographed copy, and I'm sure that we'll have him back to do a book release party online if he'll have us, and if we'll be airing in September via Blog Talk, there's no telling where we will be, because we are Black-owned and busy as well, broadcasting from Las Vegas, Nevada right now. And there's a lot of things that will be coming down the pipeline. One is the continuation of this show. We do go out and pop up on locations, so be careful, because we might just pop up with our camera rolling on you. But we are available at facebook.com/tribefamilychannel and on Twitter at tribefamilyus. We are a Gumbo for the Soul International.com family brand. So Gumbo for the Soul International is the parent company, Tribe Family Channel and Gumbo for the Soul Publications, and Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, The Last Man Standing of the Shy Lights, all nest under the umbrella of Gumbo for the Soul International. So be sure to visit our website. We have 5 open calls for submissions on several anthologies, Men and Women of Honor, the second edition. Dr. Yvonne Sion, Dave Chappelle's mother, has gifted us with the foreword for Women of Honor. We also have Call to Serve, Military, Medical, ministry, volunteer groups, anyone in the field of service, essential workers, nurses, doctors, store clerks, manufacturers, businesses, delivery companies, and of course fast food. Any company that you know of, Black owned and operated, we are wanting to highlight here on BOAB, Black owned and busy, via Tribe Family Channel. So Justin Brown, I want to thank you again, recording artist and author, dropping his book Shattered Bones this fall 2022, and highlighting his entities as they unfold right here on BOAB, Black Owned and Busy. So now, where can people find you if they want to connect with you and follow the posts that are coming out? Ladies and gentlemen, he is sharing bits and pieces and sneak previews of Shattered Bones, and they are extremely interesting. So where can people connect with you and preview some of the sneak releases that you've got going on out there?
Well, I'm on LinkedIn. That's where I mostly post a lot of my stuff and information, because I have a lot of connections on there. It's under Justin Brown. And also, if you want to listen to music-wise, I'm on YouTube and actually a lot of other sites as far as Apple, Google Play, everything like that. But on their YouTube, it's Justin J.B. Brown. And definitely, I hope you guys like the music, and I definitely hope you love the book. If you want a sneak peek at one of the chapters, hit me up on there. I can give it to you, and that way you can understand why, or at least part or a small smidget of my book.
Wow. Well, I definitely want to thank you for being a supporter of Black Owned and Busy on Tribe Family Channel, shining the spotlight on Black owned businesses. And we're definitely going to be supporting you, anticipating Shattered Bones' release this fall 2022, y'all. Thank you again for tuning in. Thank you again for stopping by, Justin. And we're looking forward to speaking soon. So good night. God bless. Have an amazing weekend. And if you want to spotlight your business amongst our 30,000 plus subscribers here on Blog Talk Radio, simply send us an email at tribefamilychannel@gmail.com. And we have, our worldwide distribution is vast, and there's different countries right now. The United States is our highest listeners, but we are also being listened to in Canada, Africa, Europe, China, and New Zealand. It's beautiful when we look at the maps and the statistics and see that we have so many people. And we don't want to forget about South America and all our Brazilian friends and family and loved ones. So, Africa, we see you. We thank you. And, again, that's why we are Tribe Family Channel. Talent, respect, inspiration, beauty, empowerment. And we're happy to highlight you, Justin Brown, on BOAB, Black Owned and Busy, shining the spotlight on Black Owned businesses. So good night, God bless, and enjoy an amazing rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you soon. All right, Justin?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me on here, and I hope I was able to speak into someone's life, and hopefully you guys really love the book. I really enjoy you guys' attention,
and
I love
you
guys for it. Thank you.
Yes, and we enjoyed you, and definitely pick up Shattered Bones. Look for Justin Brown on LinkedIn, JB on YouTube. The music is fire. The snippets of the book is interesting. It's a page-turner. You don't want to miss it, and you won't miss it, because I'm going to make sure that everybody understands through our distributions and marketing efforts to shine the spotlight on you. So thank you once again for being a
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Good night, everybody. God bless.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This song is for the children and their dreams. You can be a lawyer, doctor, and even a president. All you got to do is believe. Oh,
Tribe Family Channel. Tribe Family Channel.